I was diagnosed with breast cancer in July of 2013.
I was diagnosed on December 5th, 2005.
I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer on January 5th, 2011.
And I was diagnosed this past June 3rd, 2014 with stage 2 breast cancer.
The first time I felt a lump, I did not think it was cancer.
It's just shock. And then once you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, I have cancer.
Everything got really quiet in my head and I just couldn't believe it was me.
So my treatment consisted of 4 months of chemo.
I went through what many of these wonderful ladies are going through.
I originally had 8 rounds of chemo, 2 surgeries, and 5.5 weeks of radiation.
I will finish up my chemo the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and then I'll have a double mastectomy in December.
It really does take a ton of support. On your worst days, you draw strength from those people around you.
To have that kind of support and love is unconditional. You just can't describe it.
My advice to those still fighting is to stay strong.
You have to have a lot of faith.
I can't cry about it. I can't control it. I can only manage it. And with the support that I have, that's what I'm counting on.
You know you're gonna make it, but you have to make it for your family.
The hardest part was the beginning.
Looking at my kids and having to tell my son who's over in Germany, he's in the Air Force, that my cancer came back.
It's very hard for me to celebrate beating cancer when there are so many people around me who are not having the same success. I'm very blessed and thankful to be in the position that I am on the other side of cancer, but it's hard for me to totally wrap my head around that not all of us are in the same place as I am right now.
Us women stick together and we fight for each other and we pray for each other, and it's a great community of women.
I feel like it's just a decision I made in my heart and soul that I'm gonna beat this.
Cancer doesn't have me, I have cancer, and this is just another battle. I'm just a warrior in this, just trying to stay strong and not letting it get the best of me.
I do feel like an extraordinary person facing this and fighting it every day and doing it with a positive attitude and feeling strong and feeling proud and feeling beautiful. And you don't get to do that without cancer. And so I just see opportunity in this journey.
To me, it's just, okay, well, what do we need to do next to fight this?
Fight your fight, and there's a really, really good chance that you're gonna be cured and okay.
You can't prepare for this.
There are no X's and O's
for play cards.
No amount of training or practices will help.
There is no predicting what your opponent will do next.
This isn't a game, it's my life.
Me against cancer, I'm gonna win.
I'm going to win.
And I won.
And I'm a winner.
And now, faithful, get on your feet and make some noise as we recognize and welcome 150 of the most courageous warriors who take the field daily in their fight to tackle breast cancer. Let's hear it for these brave warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it one more time for these brave breast cancer fighters. And now, fans, if you or someone you know has been affected by this disease, a mother, grandmother, wife, sister, daughter, aunt, cousin, niece, father, brother, or best friend, we ask you now to please stand in their honor. Ladies and gentlemen, while 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, it is a disease that truly affects us all. Treatment starts with early detection and is the key to making a crucial catch. So please, encourage your loved ones to get screened. Thank you.